Man, that's good. That's just full of energy and anger. How good is that? We Don't Dance, Punk.
Yeah.
Comes in at number 72.
And lucky the little comma was there because it might have otherwise read, We Don't Dance, Punk. Like we do dancing.
We do the Madison.
Yeah.
We do the bus stop. We just don't dance, Punk. We've got them on the air. We can ask them this question. Shall we have a chat and pose the question to Hegel? Yeah. Hey, morning, Hegel.
Hey there. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. God, we got everyone. Who have we got there? Aaron? Kelly?
We've got the whole...
And Doc?
The whole team. This is Aaron.
I'm Kelly. It's Doc.
And Doc.
Awesome. Congratulations. And nice chatting to you. And congratulations on making number 72 on 3D Radio's Top 101.
Yeah, that's wild. Thanks heaps, 3D. That's amazing.
No worries. Thank you for writing good music for us to play. So let's. There's two things that I want to talk about, literature-wise with your band, which is, probably not come up in conversation before. But firstly, the We Don't Dance, Punk. Was it did you have to make sure that you put that in afterwards so that, the song title was addressing punks?
I'll field this one and then I'll shut up, right? So, Emma Goldman misattributed quote. Like, it's basically us kind of, we were talking about it, just being total wankers, like thinking we were funny and clever and kind of trying to come up with some kind of song formula. But the song's a banger. It was going to be like one of those like early 2000s disco punk songs, but
right.
They got a bit too hard, and so it is what it is.
Disco's hard to master. I mean,
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, punk's heaps easier.
Totally.
Let's also talk about not since Motley Crue, I think, has there been a band name with double umlauts.
Mm.
That's the little dots above your vowels.
Yes, we know what umlauts are. Thanks.
No, just pointing it out. You're a punk band. I'm just pointing it out for you.
I kind of want to shut up because other people are way more interesting. But just on the umlaut, that was kind of my idea because it's a Korean name, which Doc will talk about. It's like that's the only way to get the sound. So like they're actually useful. Then they don't just look awesome.
Gotcha.
They're actually hey.
Goal. Hey, goal. Yeah? Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Cool.
Okay.
So they served the purpose that they were intended. Okay. Cool. Well, we'll give someone else a chat then. Hand over the phone.
Yes.
Hey, you guys. What are you guys doing today? You're having a bit of a gathering, obviously.
Yeah, we're sitting in Aaron and Doc's lounge room at the moment on the floor. Nice. And the phone is on a toilet roll so that it's we can, I don't know, just for sound quality purposes, I guess.
Good on you for being able to get toilet roll.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, sorry, that was a 2021 comment, not a 2022 comment. Yeah. There's plenty of
toilet rolls around. It is a 2021 countdown.
That's great. So tell us more. So the Korean influence, what's the situation there? Talk us through that.
Doc, what? The Korean?
Our cat's name. He passed away a few years ago, but we loved him so much, so... Aaron and I decided to make our band name Hegel.
Oh, sweet.
It means skull in Korean.
Skull.
It's a long story. You tell him.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long story.
I can appreciate that you can appreciate we've probably really only got 5 minutes to chat today and we can't talk about the full history of why the cat was called Skull. But that's excellent.
Hey, just want to talk about the song though. It's awesome. It's really good. I love the energy and there's just like all of you guys just screaming there at the end. It's fantastic. Was it a lot of fun to make?
Yeah, it's been the band is just super fun all of the time, and that recording was just like a recording we did with my partner Ryan, and he just like one kind of night we just went round and recorded, and it's not even mastered why it sounds like that, but we've got another one, a proper one coming out soon hopefully. It's been mastered, how do I know?
It's finished, the recording's done, it's just the release. Yeah.
We're just working on all the other bits and then we'll have a 6-track EP kind of thing to release.
Oh, sweet. So this was basically just, you just say, let's just have a crack at this, let's just do this, put it out, throw it into the station and see what happens. And now you're, you're onto it. Is this going to be your first proper release then?
Yeah, this is our first proper release. So we've only kind of been playing for, I don't know, like 18 months, a year. We've been doing a bunch of gigs, but Aaron and I used to play in another punk band together, Nah, and that, like, stopped playing. And so this kind of came out of that project. And, yeah, it's just, like, ludicrous amounts of fun.
Oh, cool. You used to play with Greg the Vegan Tradie.
That's right.
Fun. Yeah, yeah. We love him. He's a good bloke. He does that filler show on what is it, Triple Z?
Yep.
And
that's exactly right. Yeah.
That Greg. Yeah. So we played. Yeah.
Yeah. We're good. We love our. We call him GTVT.
Yeah.
But but no, that's good. But that's great that you guys are able to kind of keep the music going after that. And just obviously. Was it? Yeah, we won't talk about Nah, I'm guessing. I'm not sure bands break up for a whole variety of reasons, I guess. Yeah. But
Greg could have been a jerk.
Maybe.
The mystery.
You don't ruin it on air.
He wanted to give up. Yeah, the tradie work just got too much. And
he's driving to Murray Bridge with a whole lot of inflatable animals today. Oh. So that's what he's doing. He may be listening. I don't know what stage he's in the drive to Murray Bridge, but hey, Greg, if he is.
Sounds like something he would be doing.
That's awesome. Sorry, you go.
That's all right. Yeah, so back in to spit out some more recording for this year, so that's very exciting for you.
Have you guys played live yet? Have you played live yet?
Yeah, we've done a few live shows. I think our first kind of live show was less than a year ago. And, yeah, we've done a few shows about the plays at the Metro, couple with Juliet Caesar, who are an awesome band, couple with other just awesome bands around the place.
The Uglies.
The Uglies are freaking amazing. A really great band called Pangao. They're fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, hey, by the way, I forgot to say, I hope my mum's listening. We got my mum to tune in, so I hope she's listening. Hi, mum. Sorry for swearing.
Yeah, Aaron's mum, your son just swore on the radio, but that's all right.
and before we go, Doc wants to do like a little grab.
Oh, please. All the time, like, hi, this is Doc. Thanks for listening to 3D. Like, play it every day. All right, go.
Okay, do it, and we'll find it, and we'll make it happen. Okay, on the count of three, you guys ready to do this? One, two, three.
Hi, this is Doc from
Hegel. You're
listening
to 3D
Radio.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Let's do it one more time, but without the swearing. And, let's have another
and a little bit take more two. Feeling. A bit more feeling.
Take two for Hegel. Yeah, with a bit more feeling. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Hi, I'm Doc from Hegel. You are listening to 3D Radio. Yeah!
That's a take. That is a take.
Done.
Well done. We're on to that.
Well done, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you, 3D Radio. Thanks, 3D.
Number 72.
Just before we say goodbye to these guys are having a little gathering. Mm. And so if you've got your socials and if you're in a band who's listening today and having a bit of a get-together, make sure you tag 3D in your socials.
Yeah. That's what the kids would do. Pete doesn't know. Pete's still on MySpace. It was pre-tagging.
Last time I went to a social, I was in year 9. So that's all I know about socials. But I would say if you're in a band.
Love Me Do had just been released.
Tag us on your socials, bands, if you're having a gathering. Yeah. Nice one. Thanks, Hegel. It's lovely chatting to you.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
We're going to roll on into number 71, Them Creepy Crawlies, their release Go. And in between that, we'll see if we can get Neil on the phone from Them Creepy Crawlies.
All right.
Here they are.
See you later, Hegel.
Bye.